You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, which of course we like to refer to as Friday Eve around here. Friday Eve. And it's a beautiful day outside. Crisp, cold, clear, and Butters is on the board. Hey, brother. How you?
I'm doing good. Almost to the end of the week, so
yeah. It's been a short week, but it feels like a long week. Does that make sense? Is that possible?
Yes. I'm just really lost over the if you can put the last 2 weeks together. I don't know. I just show up and turn the mic on and
wait till I tell you what day it is.
Yes. Hey, hit the button. Don't hit the button. That's about it. I'm there. So
next week's gonna be normal.
Who else is feeling me on that?
I'm sure they all are. They're most of them are like, aren't we still on Christmas break? Can't we be? I swear, I feel like part of the world still is. To be honest, but especially like you know at the courthouse and the halls of governance, I feel like everybody's still on break. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, you got to get the machine rolling again.
Whoop, whoop. All right, hey, we got a great show laid on for you Thursday. So one of the things we do on Thursday is one of my favorite times of the week. In the changeover that we've had in recent months, it is Butters and Lee will be on tomorrow. So at 3:30 today, Butters and Lee from Huntsville are going to be on, and I love doing that. And it's where I ping them with questions, get their thoughts on what they think. But then, oh, by the way, they get to ping me with questions, and it's interesting. So yeah, Butters and Lee, 3:30 today. And then I got a whole triple dipper just filled up with stuff, so hit it, man.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, didn't get to it yesterday, so it's first out the gate. Liberal logic. You know what's crazy is when something goes badly, or something goes awry in some way, or something just doesn't go quite the way they planned, liberals always have a different way of explaining it away. It's not just spin. It's more than obfuscation. It's more than a diversion. It's a lot of times it's an outright lie. And it's just absolutely incredible how they try to spin liberal logic in such a way as to explain away what you think you see, which is really not what you see. It's what we're trying to tell you. Okay. Liberal logic number one on the triple dipper. Number two, you know the deal. Every once in a while, we look around our state. We got to come up with some things that are happening right here in our own backyard. Stay versed on where we are. So, yeah, we're going to cook up a batch of home fries. That's number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, I'm starting to sense that people have finally begun to wake up. DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. Well, DEI must die, in my opinion. DEI must die. That's the way I see it. And it's really starting to trail off. I mean, people are losing the love with it. I think this Harvard president thing really kicked that in. But yeah, DEI must die. That's number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my opening comments. And I'll just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that just runs all over our big listening area, is the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. So Southern Immediate Care, with locations in like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week. They are extremely professional, very friendly, always courteous. And folks, I'm going to tell you, they can see all ages. So if you need something anytime, check them out. Southern Immediate Care. Find a location nearest to you, and they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So despite all of our alleged fragility that the left wants us to constantly be reminded of, humans actually have an amazing amount of resilience. We can adapt to almost anything, anytime, anywhere. I mean, think about the myriad examples of war and famine and disease and tyranny and other examples of massive difficulty that have gone on at various times throughout history, and yet we are still here. There's something innately stubborn about the human capacity to adapt and overcome. And generally speaking, that's a good thing. But sometimes, not so much. You see, when humans adapt, it really comes down to just shrugging their shoulders and deciding they have to live with something. That's called adapting, not overcoming. It's like a passive acquiescence in the face of difficulty. That's not the same thing as overcoming. Accepting something as normal when it decidedly is not is a far cry from clawing your way back to the top when life has beat you down. Now, I'm talking about the difference between surviving and thriving. And if we are to thrive as a people, it requires an act of the will, not a surrendering of our will. I was really struck by this in Afghanistan, a nation which an entire generation had known nothing but war and tyranny for decades. And they had just grown accustomed to it. I mean, it's just what they did, right? It's what they lived with. One of the best examples is how they just lived next to unexploded ordnance. It was everywhere. Landmines littered farm fields, school buildings held mortar shells, bombs stuck out of the ground near the bazaar, and life just went on around it all. This was not normal, but they lived as if it was. I once asked an Afghan man if things were going all right, had they had any issues with security. He told me matter-of-factly he would appreciate it if somebody would take the landmines out of his storage room so he could stock it with household items instead. I asked him what kind of mines, and somehow that began to be translated as "bring me one" in his mind, and next thing I know, his helper walked in carrying an anti-tank mine like an apple pie and tried to hand it to me. But this was a regular occurrence. During one patrol, my team noticed an old mortar shell sticking out of the mud in the village. One of the villagers saw our interested look, and he grabbed a few of them and started pretending to juggle with them. On another occasion, a farmer told us there was unexploded cluster munitions, highly volatile, in his farm field. He would like them to be taken away, he said, but in order to farm, he had just taken them and piled them up in a corner of the field. Sure enough, we went to look, and there were almost 24 yellow cluster bombs piled up like rocks, and we had to blow them in place. But the fact that this was life for them, it was an acquiescence. The people had decided at some point that this was just their lot in life, so why question it? Life must go on. They decided to give in to the new normal, just live with it. But that was a lie, because nothing about their situation was normal, and it shouldn't ever be. In the epic novel Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, the author, who wrote the book over 70 years ago, decried a world in which individual achievement was suppressed and people were told over and over again to accept a world in which success was secondary to what she called the looters and the moochers. Those were the actual terms she used. Looters were government bureaucrats who constantly took and took and took. Moochers were the people who produced nothing of value and demanded others carry their load for them. One quote from Atlas Shrugged goes straight to my point about choosing to thrive as opposed to just shrugging into a passive daily survival. It involves not accepting what we are told is a, quote, new normal. The quote that I'm referring to says this. It says, "People that think a liar gains victory over his victim. What I've learned is that a lie is actually an act of self-abdication, because one surrenders one's reality to the person to whom one lies, making that person one's master, condemning oneself from then on to faking the sort of reality that person's view required to be faked." So basically, here's the deal. I read that quote to mean that when we choose to live a lie, we have then surrendered away our own will. When we are told that there is a new normal and we just need to get on board with it, even when we know it's wrong or harmful or flies in the face of our own faith or reason, then we have just lied to those around us and we have surrendered our will to the new normal. We have then let the new normal become our master. Well, y'all, there's a lot of that going on right now. There's a beating down of standards and mores and values into what is being foisted on us as a new normal that we had just better find our happy place with, right? We should not, we cannot, become so benign in our response to all of it that we become like those folks that I knew in Afghanistan who just chose to live and exist next to deadly explosives. So things like when the world demands that we treat someone's mental illness as their new identity, we do not have to acquiesce to it. We don't. Men are not women. Pregnancy is not for birthing people. Women should not have to compete against men in sports. This is not normal, and we should reject it. When the government tells us the only way forward is to spend more money than we have, then we do not have to acquiesce to it. We don't. A nation being $34 trillion in debt is not normal. It is a soul-crushing financial burden and is indicative of a nation that has lost its financial way. This is not normal, and we should reject it. When over 300,000 people stream across our southern border illegally in one month, we do not have to acquiesce to it. We don't. A deluge of illegal entries into the millions because of one president's policies is not something we should ever have to accept. We either have borders or we don't. This is not normal, and we should reject it. We are told that we should hire employees based on their skin color and not on their actual merit, or that our military is systemically racist, or that schools know what's best for our children more so than the parents do, or that record high inflation is just the price we must pay, or that we must switch to electric vehicles even though our infrastructure cannot support the change, or that election laws really don't matter, or that screaming death to Jews on our college campuses, that's just free speech. We cannot shrug our shoulders. These things are not normal, and we should reject them, all of them. So yeah, we cannot be passive in the face of the lies. We cannot accept the deadly explosive new normals as some kind of fate that we must just learn to get along with. Because if we do, then we've surrendered our will to the new normal, and we will have let the new normal become our master. It's a difference between just surviving and actually thriving. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean, seriously, they're gonna tell us at every single turn that what we think we know is not what we really know. What we need to know is there's a new truth. There's a new way. There's a new normal. I'm just telling you right now, we are allowed to say no. I mean, if you're hearing this, you're part of the resistance. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.